I'm so excited you're joining me for Glorious Living. I know this program will bless you and encourage you to keep using your faith voice. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis here again in Studio C with my husband today, Chris Jesse Duplantis.
There he is. You didn't remember my name right there.
No, I was going to say, I usually introduce Chrissy first.
I'm
but
not
there
Chrissy.
She is.
Here
Chrissy's
I am.
Here
Chrissy's
as well.
She's the pretty one and I'm the ugly
one. Oh, God bless you, boss. And that's not true. I'm with the most beautiful people God ever made here in Studio C.
Yeah, we got to look beyond the skin. You know, yeah, they say yeah. that beauty is skin deep, but ugly is clear to the bone.
Well, mine is not skin deep. Now it's falling down. I call this a stocking. Well, you know, store stuff in this thing.
Oh, we love it. But, you know, we love it when you could come on the set. Of course, well, you're here all the time on Chrissy. He's always
it.
Here in that picture.
He is. We have him right here. So he's over your head, boss.
Yeah. You got your baby picture and your other picture. Yeah, we got your baby picture and your other picture.
Yeah, because you are the founder and you need to be here always.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
In fact, last week, Chrissy and I talked about your article. We studied your article that's in our current issue of the April magazine.
You mean you actually read my stuff?
Oh, yeah. Not only do we read it,
more than read it, we study it.
We preach it.
Praise God.
Because it's full of power.
Amen.
That's so good.
But today, I wanted you to be here to help just maybe, because you know we have our partner letter that goes out to all of our partners, and we so appreciate our partners. But you write that letter, so and then last month Chris Jody was on the program. You remember? Did you interrupt us on that one?
Is that the one I interrupted?
Yes, he sure did. He came up in his shorts too.
Yeah, my shorts. Yeah, I like shorts.
Yeah, he just came in for just a little bit, but you know, Jody helps you write this. After you write the letter, she prepares it.
Well, let me tell you what I do. Okay. The part in that letter is a word of God, not only to you but to me also. In other words, God's talking to me just like He's talking to you. Now, what I do, I told Jody, I said, I don't want to be worried about punctuation. I may write in the margins. As God gives it to me, I start writing. Now, man, I'll just go up the thing and I'll just come down. You know, I don't want to stop as the Lord delivers
it. Yeah, and boy, you really have to be anointed to read it.
And Jody can do it. She can read my handwriting.
Oh, it's not easy.
You got to be a Pentecostal to read my handwriting because there's like tongues.
Writing in tongues. You know? It's like a doctor. You know how the doctors write those prescriptions?
Pharmacists are worse, man. God, man. I mean, but then, and I write it, and then I say, okay, Jody. I said, and she goes, I got it, Dad. And, you know, our theme is only say what faith says, use your faith voice. People say, why do you talk about faith all the time? I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. It pleases God. And it's the only way you're going to please God. Mm-hmm. Now, this part in the letter is designed with you in mind and with me in mind. Amen. You see, and I want to make this announcement. Partnership is not just financially. I expect you to pray for us.
Yes.
You expect us to pray for
you.
That's
correct.
Mm-hmm. I expect that. Yes, we need your financial support. All this stuff here, all this. Not the picture of the baby back there, but the frame was all bought by you. All the tables, everything. Not these girls. They do too expensive.
But I'm just saying, you
priceless. Know. Priceless.
But I'm telling you, so we can reach people and change lives one soul at a time. I was just preaching up in Colorado, and I really love Colorado. And the pastor, when he received the offering for our ministry, he said something I say all the time. I've asked the Lord for every dollar given me to give me a soul into the kingdom, and we're accomplishing that. Yes, they were saying, what's the value of a soul? Well, God said it's more than the whole world.
Sure.
Now, just how valuable is the planet Earth? And you are more valuable than that.
Oh, praise God.
Tell that to your husband.
That's right. He's watching right now. Luis, you heard the man. He's always right.
That's what I'm talking about. So these partner letters, thank you for your faithful financial support. And if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. 100% of what you give goes in the world evangelism. None of it comes to me. 100% of it. And people, I've even had the IRS come, you know, if you've known a lot, they come. They said, this man don't touch this money. It's not my money.
That's right.
It's yours. It's God's. And you trust us enough, right, Kathy? They send it to us.
Right.
And we put it into the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
But it's so important for everyone out there to know that we do care about you, even if you're not a partner. We love you. And this is why we have this Glorious Living program. Yeah. But this letter, God gives it to Jesse. He writes it in that handwriting on that yellow paper, yellow pad. And then we produce it. Show Chrissy what it looks like. You can get this in the mail.
You get it in the mail. And let me just tell you, people use this as studies for their church. They get together and do Bible studies. A lot of people, I saw one comment, the lady said she gets one in the mail, then her cousin gets one in the mail, then her cousin highlights it, makes notes, and sends it to her. So they have like a pen pal partner letter thing going on, yeah, where they're sending each other their notes and studying together. And God is so good. We have so many avenues that you can continually listen to the Word of God, read the Word of God, and this is one of the best ones you can get.
Yeah, and you know what? I am going to read a portion of that or study a portion, yes, of it from our app. There's a lot of different ways that you can get all of our content and material. The best place is the app, which has 500 and how many?
30. Over 530.
Beautiful teachings that you can watch.
For free.
For free, yeah. Well, it's not free to the ministry, but it's free to everybody.
Then you used to have to buy it.
Well, we had a subscription base for a portion of it. Not all, some of it was always free, but there was a subscription base if you wanted more of it. But in 2020, the Lord led me to remove that because people really needed to hear the Word, make it as easy as possible. In fact, it was a smaller amount. It's been growing since then.
It really is.
So good. But I like the fact that I can read the magazine on the app.
Yes. You know why people like that magazine? It's not because of me. People think, well, everybody, it's the anointing.
Amen.
The anointing is on God's Word when He's speaking to you. Mm-hmm. And watch this, when you're speaking to Him, amen, that anointing is on you. You see, it switches. I tell all my spiritual sons and my spiritual daughters, what's on me will come upon you. Now, the anointing of increase is on me. Don't get mad at me. It ain't my fault. He's the one that done that because He trusts me. I made up my mind, and I'm very proud that we're celebrating 50 years of ministry.
That's awesome.
Now, I've been writing 50 years of partner letters.
You didn't start writing the partner letters till later. We need to research that.
Yeah, research that. That's way back. That's when Kathy had her real hair. No.
That's a lie.
And I was just joking.
We're going to get to just this joking program.
We're going to cut that part alive.
And mine was brown. I swear to God, it was brown. But anyway, go ahead and read before I kill myself here.
Your choice. I'm just trying to make the point that I can read. We've decided, and we haven't always done this, but in this year of our 50th year of ministry, since the theme is Use Your Faith Voice, and faith is what has gotten everything that we are to this point, every blessing, everything that we've built, amen, was built by faith. And so faith is the thread, what you often say is the thread of the fabric of God's clothing. You can't please Him without faith. So this is the focus for the year. But this year in our magazine, every month we've had a good excerpt of the partner letter. And I'm going to read from the app the partner letter that's in this magazine on page 12. So but the title of it is, that comes on the envelope, is the theme for this month, which says, Shout for joy and be glad God is good and His blessings are for you.
That's right.
And it's based on the verse of Scripture which you wrote in your letters, Psalms 35, 27.
Oh, yeah.
Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause, yea. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified with His pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. Every month when you write your letter, you have a verse.
We talked about that on Faith to Facts.
Did you?
We used that verse.
That's for this week?
When I come in, I just shoot from the hip. There's no script here. I just say, give me something. Chrissy and she'll give me a scripture or something like that, and we just go with it. And let me tell you something. God said continually. The reason why I stay joyful, because of that word, continually.
Right.
I love it when I see a happy baby. Good Lord, it's wonderful. And the laughter of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be sad, but when that baby starts laughing, it changes the whole fabric in the room or whatever. Well, continually, we magnify Lord. Magnify the Lord, and because He loves our prosperity. Now, that might make you mad because you're thinking prosperity is just money. No, no. Actually, the money part is the lowest part. It's the prosperity of your spirit.
Amen.
Through a renewed mind, my God, to a crucified body.
Well, I love that because in your letter, you're talking about how David wrote this scripture under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he was using his faith voice so that his enemies could hear it.
Ooh, that's right.
So he was had a different kind of a battle.
Amen.
He was in warfare. So this concept with the scripture will work for anything.
Amen.
Right? Is that what you meant by that?
Anything and all things. See, your faith will make things inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to that word, inevitable. It's coming to pass. Now, the problem with people receiving, Kathy, is because, and I've said this so many times, and I'll say it till Jesus comes, they let time defeat them. When the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we're going to reap.
Amen.
If we faint not. There are a lot of people who have fainted, and their blessing went right by them. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Because time defeated them. And I mean, you know, they thought they were defeated for a lack of faith or an abundance of unbelief, which that can happen. But I'm going to say 99.99999, you run it out. defeated because of time. Well, I'm a timeless being. Mm-hmm. And so you're creating his image and his likeness. Now, who don't want it yesterday, right?
That's right.
Everybody wants it. We're American, man. We like things yesterday. But whether it comes yesterday or today or tomorrow, it's coming.
Amen. I love the fact that God's word is eternal. It is timeless, like you were saying. And thoughts or things that we read in the Bible, I kind of read it 20 years ago. And I flipped it over and the memory of what that scripture did to my heart 20 years ago changed my heart so much. It's just so powerful. It is timeless.
It is.
She called it getting saved. Well, buddy, not only would she get saved, she got the Holy Ghost and got power. And that power made her attractive. Not to me, because he was eating my lunch. You're going to hell and all that kind of stuff. But it made it attractive to the people that are around you. Kathy got all her family saved.
Oh, that's amazing.
The same thing as my mother, except me. You know, I mean, I didn't want to have anything to do with that. And I remember my mama
saying... Well, you were my biggest challenge. Oh, God, I often say I cut my faith teeth on him.
Oh, Lord, I taught the devil a few things he didn't know.
But this should show you how the thought that said that the first of scripture that someone gave me early on when I was believing for Jesse was that the husbands are won by the conversations of their wives. One was W-O-N, and that conversation just didn't mean what you said. It meant the way you lived. So I think my life, because I was so changed, even though you said, Kathy, what did you have to get rid of? Because I wasn't the heathen and he was.
Kathy never done nothing wrong. She said, I got saved.
I said, what did you do?
Remember, I was kind of, nothing changed. I even tried to get her to steal, to do something bad. Steal that watch. Do something bad.
That's how bad I was.
I was doing everything because she said, no, I was not saved. I'm trying to use the exact words.
Okay, go ahead.
You didn't know Jesus' rejection of...
Yeah, I was going to hell because of rejection of Jesus. And God gave me a great revelation of that and what that really meant.
And so that
helped me because I'd look at some of the things you were doing and I would be able to have it in my heart to know the only reason he's doing that is because he doesn't know Jesus.
She was using your faith voice.
That's right.
And the words of that just passed, and it was based on the Word of God.
Amen.
And the thought of that just transformed my life. It brings me to point one in your letter, which I want us to talk about. It's great thoughts and utterances should never be hard to receive.
That's correct.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah,
you wrote it.
I wrote it.
Yeah. I'm going to say it again. Great thoughts and utterances should never be hard to receive. This Bible is filled with great thoughts and utterances. Yes.
Let me show you something, how I'm totally different from other people. A lot of people can believe for your healing quicker than they can believe for themselves.
That's right.
In other words, they can get you healed or get you healed, but it's me. I am the exact opposite. I get myself healed just like that. Why? Because the thought, by his stripes you were. Well, if I were, then I am. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So then when I go to pray for healing, and the reason why I love to believe in healing, when I pray for healing, I sow healing, guess what I get? Health. Mm-hmm. Now, years ago, they used to preach that a lot of people quit preaching divine healing. Divine health, those of you who are divine, and divine life.
Right.
There's three facets there, see?
Right, that's good.
Great to have divine healing, but it's so wonderful to never get sick.
That's right.
That's called divine health. Mm-hmm. And then you're never concerned about nothing. That's called divine life. Mm-hmm. I need to
preach
that again.
It's another level. Oh, yes.
That's another level. You know, most people get away from that. So and when I said that, your thoughts, you know, everything is done with a thought at first. That's why the Bible says, take no thought saying. I think that's Matthew chapter 6. Mm-hmm. Take no thought saying. Once you say something, it becomes yours.
Yeah.
You see, so what are you going to say today?
What thoughts?
Yeah. Great
thoughts.
Are you sick? Hey, man, by his stripes you were. But I am sick. I'm not dealing with your am sick. I'm dealing with your were healed. If I can get you to look at your were healed like you're looking at your am sick, I get rid of your am sick with your were healed. Say that again.
Whatever he said. All I know is that it's building me up and encouraging
Amen.
Me. Because when you say, don't let time defeat you, and I think about Pastor Kathy, when you were praying for Boss to be saved, that was 5 years of really not giving up.
Of hell.
Two years. First 5 years of our marriage, both of us
You said it was hell.
Totally.
That's why I brought it up.
It was about 3 years before I got born again, and then another 2 years before he got saved.
Okay.
So after our first five, that's why I often have said, I think it was when we were 50 years of marriage, I said we're 5 years of hell and 45 years of heaven. That's why you get the 5 years.
I love that. But it's so true because you stuck with it. You used your faith voice and you just kept going. And I believe there's a lot of people out there, like you said, Brother Jesse, they're just ready to give up.
I said, yeah, why? Why would you do that? You see, I mean, why? Don't the worst person you can deceive is yourself.
Wow.
Because who's going to catch all the hell? You are. So I, you know, when Kathy just refused to let me go to hell, and I did everything in my might to disappoint you, discourage you. And you know what? I was controlled. I was of my father, Satan, the devil. But when I got born again, I'm not controlled by a Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Controlled by God Almighty, Christ in us, on us, around us, about us.
Yes.
So I think like he thinks, talk like he talks, do what he does.
Yeah.
That's what made Jesus so wonderful. I only say what my Father says. I only do what my Father says to do. That's one of my scriptures when I'm dealing with the theme. I only say what faith says. That's what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
Use your faith voice. You got an argument voice. You got a doubt voice. Mm-hmm. You got a cursing voice. You name them, you got them. Mm-hmm. But if you use your faith voice.
Yeah, because you're following the example that Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, which is the scripture for this theme, which says, even God who quickeneth those the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
And the word quicken means make alive. Mm-hmm. The word of God is quick. It's alive mm-hmm. and powerful and sharper than.
So and you wrote in your letter, you see, when we speak in faith, we're speaking like God. We're imitating him as dear children. And we're also following in the footsteps of Abraham, who is called the father of faith.
Yes. I got to preach this, guys. I didn't mean to cut you all off. I got to preach this. Never go to God as an adult. Mm-hmm. Adults are argumentative.
Dear children.
Wait.
That's right.
And Ephesians 5, verse 1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Mm-hmm. Children. Are born believers until you teach them the doubt.
Right.
Don't come. Yes, you go to God as a child, but not childish, mm-hmm. childlike. Like right. When your mom and dad would tell you y'all were going to Disney World or whatever.
Oh, I believed it.
You had no evidence.
We going? Yeah.
Yeah. No. You go tell everybody down the block.
I'm a Disney girl. I'm actually planning
you like
the next
that,
one.
You?
I love it.
Oh man, I've been there one time. I've been there one time.
Twice. Twice. And I'm training my little girl.
I think you've been three times.
I like Mickey. But I ain't going down there no more.
I love it, but you're right. There's a trust. When you have your good father says something, you trust it, you believe it, and you walk in it.
I preached this the other day. Let me give you an example. When Jody was little, okay, we only have one daughter, one granddaughter. Okay, she had friends. And can I tell them the Hawaii story the first time we went? It's just so hilarious.
You can do whatever you want.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can do it anyway.
Huh? Right. Yeah,
so watch this. I made 39 years old. In Hawaii. And in about three or four months from this thing, I'm going
to
be 77. So that's a good while back.
Yes.
Okay, watch this. So I told Jody, we're going to Hawaii.
It's she still goes, a great
what?
Thought and an utterance.
Yeah. She said, what'd you say, Dad? I said, we're going to Hawaii. Wow. She went, and I was excited because I really wanted to go. Now, she had a good friend named Amy. I mean, them two girls were like that. She said, Dad, can I bring Amy? I said, what did you say? Can I bring Amy? I said, Jody, this ain't like going to Pensacola, Florida. I got to buy tickets and I got to get this going across the can I bring Amy? And I said, yeah, you can bring Amy. Okay. She gets on the phone. Listen to this. And I'm going to show you why she said. She goes, Amy, guess what? We're all going to Hawaii and Daddy said you can go. I heard Amy holler on the phone. They were 14, I think they was, uh-huh. 13 or 14. And you can go. And then Jody says, listen, don't bring no money. Daddy going to give you all the money you can spend. He's going to buy you a new wardrobe.
She's using her
He's going to buy you some
voice.
Jewelry. He's going to do it for mom. He's going to do it for me. Don't bring nothing.
Oh.
He's just going to bless us. And I'm going, doggone.
The Lord was good to Amy.
Now, why did Jody say that? Ready? Look at me. I am. Mm-hmm. In other words, that's why children don't even think twice. They'll go to your refrigerator, open up, eat everything, have their friends go, come over, eat all your groceries. You know why? Because it's not their job to fill it. It's your job.
Wow.
And you got to understand this. There's no proof that God exists in the Bible. The Bible says his works declare him. Well, if that's the case, and it does, how come the scientists don't believe in him?
Amen.
They see all the works. They see, you know, the universe, everything you can think of. No. God says, in the beginning, mm-hmm. God. That's it. That's all you're ever going to get. Moses said, what's your name? I am. What'd you say? I am that I am. So the reason why Jody knew I could do that, look at me. I am. Dad will handle that. Mama handle that.
Right.
You're going through trouble? You got an I am. You're going to handle that. He's going to take care of that. Oh, y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love that.
That
you know,
faith voice,
it just really emphasizes your second point in your letter, which I was just glancing at, because it says, the second point is your voice of faith must have the honesty of conviction, the sincerity of purpose, and the earnestness of desire.
Wow. That you know, really paints what you just talked about. I write better than I talk, don't I?
That was great.
Say it again, Mama.
Your voice of faith must have the honesty of conviction, the sincerity of purpose, and the earnestness of desire.
Honesty of conviction means you got to believe what you say, mm-hmm. not just what other people say.
That's right.
A strong point right there.
It is.
See, you got to believe in yourself. Two people you got to believe in, God and you.
Yeah.
The rest, let them do what they got
to
do.
And you promised that you gave Jody that day that you were taking him to Hawaii and that also Amy could come. I was going too.
Yeah.
We're so happy about that. But it brought a joy to you, everybody. It just, even it says this in your letter in the next paragraph. It says, even just a small shout of gladness that comes from your faith voice is powerful.
That's right.
Yeah. One raw utterance of faith is worth more than a bunch of nice sounding empty words because faith holds power.
It
that
does.
Is so good.
I mean,
every part of this letter is so rich with revelation. And so this is why I would just like everybody to get it.
Yes,
I want more people
yes.
to get the letter. I know many, many people do. Some of them get it digitally. Many of them get it in the mail. But it's so powerful that God gives this to you. But, you know, it's so wonderful to know that when you, God, that you look up to someone that God speaks to. You know, you're my husband, but I look up to you that God gives you those words.
Somebody record that real quick, will you? Let's get that. I'm bringing it home.
We have it on tape. You can play it on the app over and
but
over.
But I'm not the only one, like she was talking about earlier.
Yes.
People write testimonies.
Oh, yes.
In fact, Chrissy probably has one.
I love this so much. And that's one of my favorite parts of my job is to read all the testimonies and the lives that have been changed from all over the world with this ministry. And this one was a viewer of Glorious Living. They say, thank you so much for the word, ladies. I listen to Brother Jesse every single day as I'm trusting God for my financial breakthrough. So
Amen.
This is every day binge watching Brother Jesse and us too, and just really taking what the word says and applying it to your life, speaking it out, and she's trusting God for that financial breakthrough, and it's already done.
All you got to do is receive it.
Yeah.
I like the word binge watching. Who ever thought
binge
would binge watching? However you say it, I don't know.
Usually, it used to be made on food, right?
Yeah, we
food or
binge, binge some ice
before
cream,
I was saved,
binge some chicken nuggets.
I've been drinking, boy.
Yeah,
I mean,
now it's binging on the Word of God.
Woo, yeah. That's a good type of
thing. And that just blesses me. And it goes back to our partnership. See, and it's not just about the money. I wish these things were free. God, I do. But it's not. And that's okay because people need to make a living. I'm going to say something that may make somebody mad. You give me $1 billion, and someone prophesied to me, I got a $1 billion donor
Amen.
Coming. A partner. In fact, one of my biggest partners, I was talking not too long ago. It's a lady, wonderful lady. She said, you know, I pray for you every day in this ministry because I trust you because you have the proof of what you're doing. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, but I'm going to quit praying for millions. I thought, okay. She said, I'm going to pray for billions. Now watch this. And I went, I want to be your first $1 billion partner. And then all of a sudden, I remember when that person laid my hand, and there is a $1 billion person coming to you. Mm-hmm. Now, I promise you, you can run back to this thing when it happens. What I'm saying today, I won't take a dollar of it. I'm not interested in that. We got 6 billion, men got mad at me with how much money would it take to shut your mouth? $6,364,000,000 and change. That's the satellites. I wish they were cheaper. Yeah, NASA wants $100 million to bring them up. Russia will do it for 80. So in one phone call, it saved $20 million. See what I'm saying? But I mean, do you have it yet? No, but it's coming. It's inevitable. To do what? Reach people, change lives, one soul at
Amen.
A time.
Amen, and that's vision.
That's what a partner is. Now, don't blame me for what other preachers do. You see, and I don't like that. You know, I said they throw you all in the same kettle and call it black or whatever they call it, whatever. I don't do that. I've been preaching 50 years. There's no scandals here. Now, I know people lie about me, but there's no scandals here. People talk about my house. I paid for that. You didn't pay for that. I paid for that. I take care of this lady. See what I'm saying? You understand? Because I told her on an altar
Amen.
In 1970, Holy Rosary Catholic Church, that's all we knew. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wife? What he was saying was, would you care for her and take care of her? And I had promised that. And I've done that. And I will continue till Jesus comes or both of us go by the way of the grave. But what my point simply is this. When you link with us, I could say it in tongues so easy. It's so powerful. But see, I tell my people in my finance department, when money comes in, I said, don't look at that as money. But what should we look at it? People. That's people. Reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
People say, why don't we retire? I mean, you know it and I know it because, man, you can't wait to preach Wednesday night at Covenant Church.
We love what we do.
We just, because people, we're getting results,
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
And we're not begging, borrowing, and stealing. And we're debt-free since 1982.
You know, and the gospel is so liberating. We want everyone to experience what we've experienced. You know, we weren't here in the beginning when I first got saved and when you got saved. And even when we started in the ministry, we've had a long journey of 50 years now of reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. But it's first changed our life, changed our soul. And it's been so amazing. But we love this verse of Scripture, which I read earlier, because we want the Lord to be magnified.
Amen.
When you see someone blessed, it does magnify the Lord, because He says, let them say continually. So we're on an assignment to continually say, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant.
I love that word pleasure. You know, people, I mean,
it makes God happy when He sees His children prosperous, and that's prosperous in every area of their life, financially, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Well, here's one of them. She came here. She was just a girl.
Yeah.
Wasn't married or not. She met her husband here.
I was a teenager. Came to Covenant Church.
I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then never thinking that she would work for me.
It's
How long
amazing.
You been with me now, Chris?
Six years.
Mm-hmm. But I met her at, I remembered her at some other TV studio or something. And I looked at her and I said, that's a girl that looks just like you. And it was George's wife,
which is her sister. Yeah, I love
it. And I thought, my God, man, y'all could be twins, but really y'all are...
We're 7 years apart.
She's
7 years older, but people sometimes think I'm older, which we don't want to really share.
Oh,
that.
I think so.
No,
thank you. Thank you. See,
it's just the number.
It's just a number. But what I love about it
You're
is...
You're just a baby.
I'm just a young girl.
She's Italian.
I'm Italian. But I love the fact that I can look over all the years and all the things that the Lord did, every step mm-hmm. in obedience, every time we used our faith voice, every time we actually proclaimed the Word of God in our own lives, in our family, the Lord directed our steps here at Covenant Church, where mm-hmm. I was born again under this ministry.
That's
I was filled
amazing.
With the Holy Spirit, met my husband, my sister met her husband. If you need a good place to go to meet a husband, Covenant Church. And it's just amazing to see, and now I have the opportunity to minister with both of you, work with you closely.
And you got a happy marriage.
And I have a beautiful marriage.
Wonderful husband.
Oh, I love him so much. And my little girl, and she was christened
That's
here.
That's a beautiful child.
Yeah, she was dedicated to the Lord. I had the opportunity to dedicate her at Covenant Church. So it's full circle, and it's just the beginning. And that's what I love about this ministry is you are always going to tell people what's possible with God, that nothing is impossible with our great
That's
God.
Right.
When we magnify Him and we say, man, Lord, look what you've done and look what you're going to continue to do. It's encouragement.
That's why those points make sense to us on these partners, because I want this to happen to you.
Yes.
It's happened to us. And every day I get up and I say this, I learned it from Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in
That's
the neighborhood. I like that guy. I think he's passed on now or something like that.
Yes.
But how he was so calm. And I thought, how could he have such a powerful show? And you know, how many people, because there was some goodness in that man.
Mm-hmm.
And it would come out
Amen.
Into the camera, into people's lives.
Right.
And he was saying something if you listen to him. This ministry is saying something.
It sure is.
In fact, we're saying something, and it's our passion in life to get you to start saying
Amen.
Something.
Right.
This is why we send the partner letter out, which has the affirmations on it. It's also in the magazine. But Chrissy, why don't you just lead us in the affirmations?
Yes,
we're
going to
read
it.
These together. The first one says...
It's awesome. It says, I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and all things are new for me.
That's right.
I use my faith voice. I call it those things that be not as though they were until they are. And then this one says, I only say what faith says. I put the word in and speak it out. That was a faith effect. Knowing that faith is powerful. And there are other affirmations there for you to speak. So if you feel like, I just don't know what to say, maybe you feel like you need to be led. We have the tools. These affirmations will help you start declaring what faith says so that you can start believing and having faith. So.
Amen. They're so great in here. You can get them in the magazine. You can go and find that on the app. read them for yourself, maybe print them out, put them somewhere where you can read them all day, every day, and put it in your heart and let it come out of your mouth. And you're going to start realizing that each one of these statements are based on the Word of God. They're actually from the partner letter, but all those things in there are things that God has taught you over the years. And we just want to bless the people.
We don't
that
quit.
Way.
I'm going to give you an example here. We got people behind the cameras and some guests that's going to be doing some other shows here. Now, watch this. People think, well, nothing ever happens to them. There's a person behind our camera right now, and I just say his name's Stephen. I can see him. You can't see him. He's behind the camera. Satan attacked his wife with a vicious attack, cancer. Now, you know what? We didn't go like this. Oh, gosh. What are we going to do? Oh, man. No. We linked.
Yep.
A fight you want, Satan? A fight you're going to get. You think you're only fighting her and fighting Steve? We got this whole ministry here. We're going to beat your brains out. Now, how long ago that was, Stephen? I don't know how many years ago that was. He's behind the camera. That's right.
5 years.
5 years.
Almost 5 years.
And you ought to see her now. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Helps us in our Spanish department
here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such a blessing. In other words, when you pray for us and when we pray for you, we don't just say, well, have a good day.
No.
No, we link up. Do this. See, so that it's like a driving force. That's why we ask people to be partners. Mm-hmm. Now, some people say, well, I don't have any money. Well, be my prayer partner.
Amen.
But one day you're going to have some money.
That's right.
Now, the reason why, if people think money's so bad, then how come everybody works for it? Send their kids to school on it. Buy groceries with it. I don't know. You know, to me, it's just simply a tool. So, Kathy, can I, if you don't mind, can I tell them how they can be a partner?
Yes, I was just going to do that.
Now,
you
if you keep watching the program if you're not. But I'm telling you, I want this anointing of increase and blessing and continually,
yes.
No matter what the world's doing. I don't care if all get to $1,500 a barrel. We're still going to fly. Mm-hmm. You'll still be able to drive your car. This God, El Shaddai, more than enough. If you'd like to be a partner, just go to JDM.org. And hit the donate button. Give whatever you want. You can use PayPal if you like, or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. You can, and Kathy loves that, you can select giving on a JDM, the one you want.
Or JDM app.
Or JDM app, or you can mail it a donation, whatever. Now, but say, but I don't have nothing. Look at me. Look at me. You will.
Praise God.
We're going to believe God with you.
Yeah.
You believe with us, we'll get you out of debt. I know how to do that. If you just simply believe, I get passionate about it, you know, because I know it works.
And I just wonder why you said that.
Go ahead,
one more affirmation that is so good, which deals with this. God, and you can say this, God loves me and takes pleasure in my prosperity. Yes. Others see his hand on my life and I praise
Amen.
Him. So these, when you say these things, it starts generating, it builds your faith to receive what God wants you to receive.
Well, you know, in 50,
so you can become a giver.
50 years of ministry, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had a financial deficit. Now, why is that? Because I got more faith than you? No. I don't think me and Kathy or Chris had any more faith than you, but we might have a little more obedience. You know why? We didn't believe for it. You know how many preachers told me that? How many people stole my offers? I ran out of gas. I had to hitchhike at 2 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get mad. I'd be on that road. I'd say, God, I just thank you that you let me preach the gospel. And all of a sudden, somebody would show up. I didn't even know. Some were angels, and I didn't know. The Bible says you entertain angels unaware. I think I'm going over your time. Is that
you
okay?
You always do, don't
you?
We love it.
We love
that's
okay.
That's what's
You're
good about
it.
That's what's good about social media.
Yeah,
it just goes along
the way.
It's not
like a television program. We have to go down to the
yeah,
second.
And to make a long story short, it was just the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And even till today, I got to watch what I say because I get it. Now, the first thing you thought of is money. That's the small facet of it. It's just having, I get up every morning, hello, Jesus, hey, Jesse. And I ask the Lord, and I'll do it when I see him face to face in heaven.
Amen.
Lord,
yeah.
What would thou have me to do?
You know, I've been noticing that really the whole theme of our year, Use Your Faith Voice, is really a prayer focus. Because I use that, my faith voice, when I was praying for you to get born again. Use my faith voice when I'm praying for needs in the ministry, partners that write in, people that I'm using my faith voice, declaring the Word of God, expecting them to be healed, saved, delivered, restored, whatever vision they have for their business or things like that. It's using your faith voice. And faith is the only way to please God.
Amen.
And we receive.
I like that.
I love reading all of that, but faith is so important.
You must say impossible things. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. Kathy comes up to me, it was the last year before. You know, we live in New Orleans, Louisiana, And we have a visionary conference, and I mean, it's jam-packed. People come from all over the world, so okay? Anyway, to make a long story short, people love to eat in Louisiana, but it's so there's a lot of places you can eat, but you got a certain time frame, you know, to get in there and get out and all that kind of stuff. So Kathy wants an event center so that people could come in, we could do it here. Because we got some great cooks. I got chefs. I mean, they live with friends. Okay, you ready for this? I figured about that's going to cost me about $8 million to do everything because it's big. You got to have a lot. You know, we have a lot of people that come. Okay, I need another hangar. That's another $8 million. So that's $16 million. Watch this. Okay, and the Lord spoke to me because he's always more than enough. And he said this January the 4th, 2026. I was preaching. He said, believe me, and I am believing. This is impossible thinking. Believe for 20,000 people given $1,000, that's $20 million. Mm-hmm. Now, why the 20 million? Where are you going? You got a tithe. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just, you know what I mean? We give us and all that kind of stuff. But to make a long story short, see that, well, that's a lot of people. You know how many people I'm preaching to? Right. How many she is?
That's right.
Well, if you add all of it, the potential is in the billions. So 20,000 is not that much. But I can't give that much. You will. I mean, when I started out, me and you giving a dollar. I mean, that's all we had. That's fine. You know, God was just as pleased with that.
Amen. That's
this
right.
Visionary conference.
That's true.
It's amazing. And let me give you the dates. It's July the 9th, Thursday. That's my birthday.
That was about to say. Happy birthday to you.
July the 9th. Right here in Destrehan, a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana. Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. Then Friday morning, July the 10th at 10 a.m. Then Friday night at 7 p.m. It's only almost 2 days. It's
three right services. Here.
Yeah, three services, 2 days at JDM International Headquarters. Watch this. Admission's free.
Yeah.
Registration at JDM. We have to register. We know so we can have seats for you. It's free. We streamed it live on YouTube, Facebook, and the JDM app.
But you
got to
get here, though.
But to get inside here, that anointing, that corporate anointing, is just such a blessing of the Lord. Now, you know, me and you could have retired 20 years ago, go to Hawaii and suffer for Jesus for the rest of our life. Ain't got time for that. Reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. That is what this partner letter is about.
Good.
I don't know how many people have got debt free. 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge. I said, there are going to be three of you going to be made millionaires. Mm-hmm. And the next year, all three came back. These were just normal people working jobs like anybody else. They came and I talked to all three of them. They said, Brother Jesse, I'm a millionaire.
Come on.
That went off at me like a shotgun. Remember that time? And it like when you wanted Sophia.
Oh,
you wanted
yes.
a baby and I said that.
Oh, yes.
And it hit you like that.
That's right. Yes, right.
And then
right.
Sophia was
at
born.
At the visionary conference.
But it had to be spoken first.
It did.
Yes. Speak the word of God. Put your faith behind it and then you see the results.
That's exactly
and it
right.
just it just happened.
That's why I love this.
I didn't mean
thank
to take
you,
all your
Jesse,
time.
So
I
much
apologize.
For being
no,
here.
I
it's okay.
Love
we went
it.
It's always good.
It is.
It's always
it
good
is.
When you join us. I hope you'll come back.
I will.
Oh, good. Write it down, Chrissy.
We'll get you on the books, Brother Jesse.
They're always trying to find
boss.
Work for me, man.
We
I
got
tell
you.
I do enough work.
No, you don't.
I like it. You love it.
I
you love it. Remember, you're not gonna retire while we're here.
Oh no.
We got a lot more to do. Jesus is coming and we want to follow his example. We want to take up his great commission that he gave to the church to go into all the world, preach the gospel.
Yes.
And, you know, because he wants us to reach more people, change more lives.
Can we pray for him before we
oh,
close?
I'd love
can
for you to do that. That'd be wonderful.
Can I
please,
do the prayer?
Okay. Please.
Father, in Jesus' name, I get great pleasure in telling the devil thank to get you, under Jesus. These people's feet, that what we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
Thank
I release
Lord.
That anointing of God today God. Into this camera to whoever's watching
yes,
this at
Lord.
Any given bless time.
Them.
In any place in the world,
yes,
that you bless them beyond their wildest dreams, spiritually, physically, and financially. Lord, we consider our partners family.
Yes,
family, Lord Jesus.
Thank
and
you,
I
Lord.
Thank you for it.
Yes.
And I believe you for it. And if you understand family, you should be one in family. Bless each and every one of them. Heal the sick right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're not sick.
Restore
they shouldn't
them.
Be sick.
Wholeness.
Restore their bodies. I don't
yes.
care what age they are, how young they are, how old they are. I speak it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Ooh, that was powerful.
Amen. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. If you prayed that prayer along with us, please put that in the comments. Let us know how we can pray specifically for you as well, because we love going to the throne of God for you to see your needs met.
That's
Isn't that right, Chrissy?
Yeah, we have.
How can they do that?
They can actually just comment below wherever you're watching from. Tell us your prayer need. We have Team JDM 24/7 ready to correspond with you. And you can connect with our partner team at partnercare@jdm.org or call our number. And we're going to agree with you in faith. We're going to use our faith voice and get it done.
Amen.
Yeah, get excited.
Thank you, Jesse, for being here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, boss.
Thank you for being here. And thank you so much for being here today with me. I want to end with this statement that's on the heading of the partner letter. It says, shout for joy and be glad. God is good and his blessings are for you.
Let's shout.
Yes. God bless you. I'll see you right here in Studio C next week. Have a great week.
You're going to love our partner offer message. He rose from the dead and we received the power. When Jesus conquered death and came out of that grave, he gave us resurrection power. It's time to unleash that power in your life. How? Perceive it, recognize it, and understand it. This message will change your life. Go to jdm.org and get it today. You will be blessed, I promise.